You have your Bibles, if not, it'll be on the screen. John 21, 15 to 19. It says, after breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied, you know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Jesus told him. And Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said, you know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. And a third time he asked them, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was hurt that Jesus asked him the question a third time. And he said, Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. And Jesus said, then feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go. And Jesus said to let him know by what kind of death he would glorify God. Then Jesus told him, follow me. So you already know probably the backstory of this passage, I'm assuming. We have been hanging out during this Courageous Life series in John chapters 19 to 21. And this is a story, in these three chapters, there's a story of Jesus being crucified, and then the resurrection happens, and then Jesus appears to the disciples, and here is this part of the story, right? So this has happened all kind of a sequence of events. This is the part where Jesus reminds everyone that, yes, you have just come through a long, grueling journey, a time of preparation, a time with some sadness as well as with some joy. And Jesus reminds the guys that they've made some mistakes. They sure have. They've not always made perfect choices. And I believe that is why Jesus asked Peter three times. Because of the bad choices that Peter made, right? At the cross, Peter made some bad choices, right? So Peter denies Jesus three times. And so what happens when Jesus is going to restore Peter, he asked him three times, Peter, do you love me? That's like some emphasis there. The rain. No, he said, do you love me? Do you really love me? And Peter's like, you know I love you, God. You know I do. He is reminding Peter that he had said that he would betray him three times. So he asked three times, do you love me? And I want you to get this. Peter most certainly did. Peter had just messed up. And Jesus reminded Peter that, you know what, I told you you were going to do this. I told you you were going to mess up. I told you that this would happen. But regardless of any of that, the disciples had made it. They had made it to the end. And today on graduation Sunday, some of you may relate to some of this. Perhaps getting here has been a long, grueling journey. Perhaps there's been lots of joy along the way and maybe some sadness. And if your experience was anything like mine, maybe some nervousness has crept into you and some trepidation about whether or not you would actually make it to this day. For many of us, graduation day came and went a long time ago, right? Luckily, the Bible truth that we are talking about today, we never graduate from. The message for today never expires. It is a command for all of us until we draw our last breath or until Jesus comes to get us. So here there are three messages that we want to get from this passage. And it's this. It's actually one message in three parts. One, if you love Jesus. I'm so glad for this little story here. Of course, I'm sad that Peter, one of Jesus' besties, Peter the Bold, totally betrayed Jesus at the time of his greatest need. It makes me sad. It does. But however, Jesus seems to have gotten over it. He seems to have been willing to put it behind him, which is why I like this story, because I know this. I am not as bold as Peter. You probably are not as bold as Peter, I imagine. I am not as fearless as Peter. I am the kid that would pump up other kids to do stupid things because I was too afraid to do the stupid things, right? I would be like, hey, you should go do this. It'll be really funny. But I was like, I'm not doing it because I'm not crazy, right? But so I surrounded myself with friends that would do crazy, stupid things. And I'm like, yeah, like, so I could be part of it, but I wasn't that fearless. I wasn't that reckless. For many of us, that is the case. I'm that kid. I was too chicken to do them by myself, and I am not as ready and willing as Peter to go wherever Jesus were to call me or tell me to go. I like this story a lot because I see me in it. And perhaps maybe you see you. Three times Jesus asked, Peter, do you love me? The question is, how do you know if you love Jesus? How do you know? I've said this before, but I think it is also true. How do we know if we love Jesus? Well, loving Jesus is simply Micah 6, verse 8. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. You know what that sounds like to me? It's a word you're going to hear a lot today. You can probably count it in the speeches that happened today. But it sounds like, to me, it sounds like a journey, right? It sounds like a hike. One of my favorite authors titled a book. It's called A Long Obedience in the Same Direction. That's the name of the book. And it sounds like that to me. Are there hiccups on a journey? Absolutely. Are there issues on hikes? Of course there are. Does a long obedience in the same direction mean that it's okay, that we are imperfect? Well, yes, of course. However, God, Jesus, wants to talk with you, to walk with you, wants to hike with you, wants to road trip with you. And along the way, your love for Him grows more and more. Your love for the things that He loves grows more and more. So since He is just and He loves justice, you begin to love being just and fair yourself. Because He is mercy and love, you begin to love mercy and love. Does that make sense? You begin to shower them on others. Because He was a definition of humility, you begin to take on His nature and you begin to show humility to others. And as we grow in our love for Jesus, we begin to spend more and more and more time with Him. And we walk where He walks and we go where He goes. That's how you know if you love Jesus. Number two, you will care for His sheep. Look at verse 16 there. It says, Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And yes, Lord, Peter said, you know I love you. Well, then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. In other words, since you love me, love my sheep. And the Bible talks about us being sheep quite a bit, doesn't it? One of the most famous passages of Scripture that people know and read and love is Psalm 23, right? The Lord is my shepherd. Sheep talk. Jesus leaves the 99 to seek out the one, right? The sheep know my voice. Jesus said that. Here he tells Peter, if you love me, and I know you do, since you love me, you now have a job. Care for my sheep. If you love Jesus, you will care for His sheep. Which begs the question, well, who are His sheep? John 10, 14 through 15 says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. So who are the sheep? Anybody that loves Jesus and knows his voice, right? Listen, grads, and all other people that love Jesus. Jesus tells Peter that if you love me, then take care of my sheep. And the sheep are all of us that love Jesus and try to follow his voice. This is actually a brilliant command because Jesus knew that there are some days in our lives when we're not going to be very good at the sheep thing. Right? He knew that. And he knew that there are some days in our lives that we are going to be good at the sheep thing and somebody else isn't going to be good. And so what do? We take care of each other. We take care of each other. Encourage each other. Love each other. Some days I'm not very good at that sheep thing. But hopefully that is the day that another sheep around me is there to pick me up and encourage me. And of course, the good shepherd is always there. And he's always there to care for me. I remember when I was in college, I loved a girl. It wasn't Heather, because Heather, she had dated some guy for a couple years, and so I kind of tried to move on from the Heather thing, right? So I loved this girl. Her name was Beth Ann, and I remember we were like really, really close friends. We were like best friends, right? I was in the best friend zone, right? And I remember I loved this girl, and she was dating some guy, some schmuck, but actually he was a good guy, but I thought he was a schmuck because he was my competition, right? So she's dating some guy, and I remember the day she comes to me and said, hey, I've got news. And see, you guys know this about me. I was too scared to say anything about anything, about how I may like her or whatever. So I was just like trying to be the good friend, right? Be supportive. I remember one day she came to me and said, hey, guess what? It's amazing. Ben and I, we just got engaged. And I'm like, I remember I went back to my dorm room, and I'm like so angry and so upset. Like, why does anything ever work out for me? Why? And I remember I was so angry, and I may have let a colorful word fly. Yeah. It wasn't my best day. And I remember just thinking, this is dumb. I hate this. Like, this is, and I was so mad, I was so angry, and I was mad, and I'm crying and upset. And I remember my best friend came in and he sat next to me. And I remember I was so angry and so upset. I was saying bad things, and I was not in a good state of mind. My friend Nathan came to me and said, hey, buck up, camper. Like, you are not that person. You don't speak that way. You don't feel that way. You are this person. And so he corrected me, and then he encouraged me. And right there, right then, I had perspective, and I got it. I wasn't a good sheep that day, but my best friend Nathan was, and he helped corral me back to where I should be. And folks, if you love Jesus, you will care for his sheep, graduates, non-graduates. You will care for his sheep. Number three, all the days of your life. You know, we've been hanging out in Joshua all year. And I love just certain parts of Joshua. And this one is later. We'll definitely, near the end of the year, we'll talk about this. But choose today which way you will go. Joshua 24:15 says, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now live? Now listen to this. But as for me and my house, me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Make that choice today. I know. Grads, you're young, right? You're like, I don't need to be thinking about this. I don't need to be doing this. This is my celebration party time. This is the time where I get to do what I want for once in my life. You know, my parents always tell me what to do, right? As for you, choose today where you will go. Now, you don't have to pick right now. I mean, you can choose to pick later in life, but I'm telling you, it is easier in life if you choose your direction now. I want to, you know, and I understand some of you present, like, I want to explore life. I want to see what's out there. I want to see what's happening. I want to live the things that I never got to do. And if you're going to college, you're like, oh, this is my time. Like, I get to spread my wings, and I'm with that. Spread your wings. Have lots of fun. But it'll be easier if you choose your direction now. Choose it now. Choose whom you will serve now. You know, if I'm trying to get to Quincy, right? And I go out to the four-way. I've never in my life heard a road called a four-way till I moved here. And then like everybody's like, well, this is a four-way. I'm like, okay, cool. Right? So if I go out to the four-way and I turn right, am I ever getting to Quincy? Quincy's left, right? So if I get to the four-way, I turn left, I go to Quincy. If I turn right, I go to Macomb, right? So, all right, am I tracking with everybody here? Okay, so I can turn right, and I can never, ever, ever get to where I'm going, right? This is how it works. And here's what I'm saying. If you choose right now, today, this morning, whom it is that you are going to serve, and you make that your priority, then you will get to your destination. Your direction determines your destination. Am I right? Choose today whom you will serve. Is it going to be God? Or is it going to be the world? And the world takes on so many different forms. And it's not always like, oh, partying and drinking. And that's not always the way it takes. Sometimes it's greed, and sometimes it's power, and sometimes... But here's the deal. You must choose your direction and choose it. It's so much easier if you choose it today. My direction is everything. It literally is a choice that puts me on the right path or not. Can you get back going the right direction again? Of course you can. I can go right and head towards Macomb and then realize, oh, this was a bad idea, and I can turn back around. But isn't it better if you start going that direction in the very beginning? Every day we see that there is people that turn their lives around and go the opposite way. But there are no promises. James 4:14, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone. Today is our only promise. Today is the day that we know that we have. Today is the day we choose for ourselves which direction we go. Jesus tells us, and tells Peter in verses 18 and 19 here, he says which way his life is going. He is going to be a servant. And when it is time for his life to end, he's going to go the direction he doesn't want to go. He is going to die a death for God's glory. But it's because he chose the right direction in his life. He chose the life of a servant. And if I can say anything to all of you, it's this. A servant's life is the best life. A life of serving God is a life that is worth living. It is a life that has meaning. It is a life that has passion. It is a life that ultimately has hope. For all of you, I pray and I hope that today you choose. You choose to go the direction that is the direction that God is leading you. For all of us, for all of our grads, for all of us, choose today which way you will go. Choose today.